This message comes from NPR sponsor, Noom. Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, helps you build new habits for a healthier lifestyle. Check out The Noom Kitchen for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Biden is pressing Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to take concrete steps to improve the humanitarian situation in Gaza. They spoke by phone just days after an Israeli airstrike killed 7 aid workers with World Central Kitchen, including an American. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has more.
According to the White House, President Biden told Netanyahu that strikes on humanitarian workers in Gaza are unacceptable and that Israel needs to take steps to protect aid workers and reduce civilian harm. He says U.S. policy will depend on that. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is reinforcing that message in public.
This week's horrific attack on the World Central Kitchen was not the first such incident. It must be the last.
Blinken says President Biden underscored the need for an immediate ceasefire to improve the situation in Gaza and urged Prime Minister Netanyahu to finalize a deal with Hamas to get the hostages home. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
No Labels, the group that was hoping to field a candidate for the 2024 presidential election, now says it is abandoning its bid because it failed to attract a viable candidate. In a statement, the group's leader, Nancy Jacobson, saying no such candidates emerged, so the responsible course of action is for us to stand down. The group had courted prominent Republicans and Democrats to run on its ticket, but the most high-profile among them, including Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia and former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, declined. No Labels was founded in 2010 with the goal of encouraging bipartisan cooperation. A judge is denying a motion by former President Trump and others to dismiss the Georgia criminal charges on First Amendment grounds. Trump and 14 others are accused of conspiring to overturn the 2020 election result in Georgia. As member station WABE's Sam Greenglass reports.
Trump and other defendants argued their speech and activities after the last presidential election were constitutionally protected. But Judge Scott McAfee ruled that, quote, even core political speech addressing matters of public concern is not impenetrable from prosecution if allegedly used to further criminal activity. Last month, McAfee did dismiss six counts related to soliciting public officials to violate their oaths, deeming the indictment not specific enough. McAfee has pledged to keep moving ahead with pretrial motions, even as Trump appeals a ruling allowing District Attorney Fani Willis to stay on the case. A trial date has not been set. For NPR News, I'm Sam Greenglass in Atlanta.
Automaker Ford says it's pulling back a bit on electric vehicle production, delaying some EV production in favor of hybrid models. Ford announcing the launch of a new electric pickup to build a plant in Tennessee will be delayed. High cost of fully electric models and concerns by customers about range, part of the reason why. On Wall Street, the Dow fell more than 500 points. This is NPR. Search and rescue operations continue in Taiwan following this week's strong earthquake that brought down buildings, blocked roads, and left at least 10 people dead and more than 1,000 others injured. The quake just off Taiwan's east coast hit early Wednesday morning. Some roads were closed by the magnitude 7.4 earthquake. It was the strongest hit the island in 25 years. The heaviest damage was in the city of Hualien. One reason the death toll may not have been higher is revised building codes that took effect there after a deadlier 1999 earthquake. New data shows the world continues to see persistent losses of forested areas. NPR's Nathan Rott reports that has impacts on everything from climate change and economies to global health.
The annual report from the World Resources Institute and the University of Maryland was not all bad news. It found that losses of the Amazon rainforest significantly decreased in Brazil and Colombia, but those improvements were offset by worsening forest loss in Bolivia, Nicaragua, and other countries. Canada's massive wildfire season also saw roughly three times as much forest burn there last year as is typical. Forests help regulate the world's climate. They provide clean air and water and habitat. World leaders have set a goal of stopping deforestation by 2030. The new data shows that the world is still far off track. Nathan Rott, NPR News.
Mortgage rates are holding below 7%, but overall remain high. Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average interest rate on a 30-year loan this week was 6.82%. A year ago, it was 6.28%. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Stearns & Foster. Every Stearns & Foster mattress is handcrafted for irresistible comfort, with indulgent memory foam and ultra-conforming IntelliCoils for your most comfortable sleep. Learn more at stearnsandfoster.com.